good morning. We're learning Chayyim Malach Shabbos. We're learning Klal Vav. We're learning something you Gimel. We're talking about the Lachas of Kiddush. So Chayyim spoke about the Halachas of the Kais. Now he moves on to the Kiddush itself. Yecholamad b'shas haKiddush. A person can stand. B'tav Yosher Leishev. But it's more appropriate to sit. So they, in a case where he's being made to them, so by brachas, with the exception of Shemoneh Esrei, but the brachas of which are connected around the meal, so you might see one person, you might see somebody else, they have to do it because they're acting as a unit. So we're sort of sharing in the process, so we can share in the brachas as well. That's how Chazal set it up. So when there's a kviyas together, we're sharing in the process. So the kviyas together is represented in the Gemara by sitting together, or actually reclining together. So nowadays we don't recline, so our yeshiva is like the reclining that they had over there. So he wants to mitzvah to them in the Kiddush, really they should also be seated. Both him and they should be seated. It's not ma'akabit yevet, as long as they're not draying around. If while he's saying Kiddush, the people are just walking all over the place, that would be problematic. So in case you have a Kiddush in a shul, and the rabbi has been saying Kiddush, and people are all over the place, so if they're standing still, so he can be yotze to them. If they're moving around, that would be problematic to be yotze. So the person, but mikra din, they could stand for Kiddush, but it's better to have yeshiva. Yisakal b'kosu b'ner b'shas haKiddush. So there's a lot of looking at the kos. B'shash, you say the bracha. That's like any kos of mitzvah, any kos shal bracha. One should be looking at the kos when they're saying the whatever they're saying on it, because the point is they shouldn't be mesiyach das from the kos. They should be focusing on the kos, and therefore they should be looking at the kos as they say the kiddush or etc. What about being mistakel in there? So the mistakel in there, it's brought down in halacha that the or kabbalah actually that one should be mistakel in there. A person mistakel in there, a person stares at the nair, it brings back the marinayim of the person which was lost during the week. It's referring to being mistakel in there b'shas kiddush. So during kiddush, he's looking at the nairis. Some people, what they do is at the beginning of Kiddush, they look at the neiros, and then when they're saying the Kiddush, they actually look inside of the Siddur, or they look inside the Kais, as opposed to looking at the neiros. There's an argument why one should do so. Why should one look at the Nusach that they're saying during Vayikulu, as opposed to looking at the Neir, which is where Ratan Allah is looking at the Neir during Vayikulu. So why would that be so? Since he's been with other people, and we have a concept in halacha called Dvar Moshe B'Ksav, Iyatar B'Sholem Al-Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu was given a halacha that there's Tarshim B'Ksav and Tarshim Al-Peh. Tarshim B'Ksav has to be Mitzvah B'Ksav. Tarshim Al-Peh should be Dafka Al-Peh. So we have Tarshim Al-Peh, which is written down because we have no choice. The more it learns out the concept that Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote down the Mishnah, because Eis Lasus Lashem Heperet Tarasach. That there is going to be an Eis Lasus Hashem, it's time to do for Hashem, we can make a takana to be made for the Torah, go against the dictate of the Torah, which is simply this issue. In that the halacha, you cannot say Darim Shemisab Baal Peh. Many people say Shema, Ashrei, many things that they know well, they say Baal Peh. Is that acceptable? So the Lagoyan says yes, that halacha is only talking about a case where you're being moitzi somebody. So being mitzvah somebody in Kriyas HaTorah, it's Torah Shemitzav, you cannot say it Baal Peh. But you're just saying it for yourself, you can say it Baal Peh. I mean, most of these people in Vayikulu, we said before, one of the reasons why we say Vayikulu at home is being mitzvah b'nei bayis. So according to the Gros, being mitzvah b'nei bayis, now the lach of Dvar Moshe B'Ksav have to be said Mikteh HaKsav, kicks in, the person therefore should read from the bencher or the sitter, the parak of Vayikulu. That's why some people do that. We saw the Chayim said a second reason before why we say Vayikulu again, which is not else being much of the B'nei Bayis. According to that, one could look at the nearest while he's saying Vayikulu. So, Sarach Lamar Vayikulu,
The Chacham continues and says that we start the Kiddush not from the Pregofen and the Baruch, we say Vayichulu beforehand. V'mshacha Vayichulu, Omer Bem Sasud Alakos. Person started from the regular Kiddush, from the Beit Pregofen and the Kiddush, and realized he never said Vayichulu. So later on in the meal, he would say Vayichulu Alakos. Main Lakos, Omer Belakos. And if he doesn't have a Kos, during the meal, he already drank the wine, that's it, he doesn't have any more available right now. So he'll say Vayichulu without a Kos. Okay, the Chayyim continues with some more details in saying the Kiddush, which we'll pick up as Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.